How do I know I am in judgment? How do I know if I am setting healthy boundaries? And why does it matter? Judgment blocks the light. It casts shadows from our own wounding onto anything it touches. Boundaries and opinions are healthy and necessary in life. Supported by our desire to grow and learn, they are part of what shapes our personality. When these boundaries and opinions are born of our wounds, however, they cease to be healthy. I enjoy ice cream. The enjoyment is personal. I like it. It is an opinion, a taste. It is okay with me that someone else does not enjoy ice cream. I do not need them to like it or even to accept that I like it. I do not want you eating ice cream from my bowl. I have set a boundary. I will not eat ice cream out of someone else's bowl. Therein, I honor the boundary on both sides. I understand that people may not understand this boundary, and I can graciously express it as necessary. Here, there are no shadows, no judgment. Boundaries must not be set out of fear or manipulation, rather, out of respect for oneself. At the same time, we have to respect where others are in their progression, allowing them to have their own boundaries and opinions regardless of the root. If we always remain focused on the light, on hope and acceptance, we will easily diminish and eventually eliminate the amount of time we spend in judgment. Judgment is a reflection of our own inner wounding. It is a mirror for our own pain and a reason we do not choose to heal. Connect to your emotions, recognize them, and then choose how you want to experience them and for how long. 15 minutes is the energetic lockdown for any emotional state. If we spend more than 15 minutes in a place of anger, depression, or any sort of negativity, it locks that energy into our bodies and begins a magnetic pull, an activation of magnetic energy flow, attracting more of the same. Thus, the downward spiral. The wonderful and powerful thing about energy is that 15 minutes of joy does the same thing. We can choose pain or we can choose joy in the moment. What will you choose? Remember that prayer requests are placed on our altar daily. Until we meet again, live in the moment with the knowledge that each choice creates the next moment and the next. Live consciously. Be grateful. Be accountable. Be gracious. Blessings be.